Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, this is a question that I have a lot of people ask me about you. Are you a preacher?
No, Roy. You know, after God touched us, my family started asking the questions, what has happened to you? Do you need to go be a preacher? Do you need to go do some seminary. Excuse me, preachers. And
I'm not touching that one. I'm going to let you out there strangle yourself on that
But I remember my dad and my mom loved me and they're Christians, but we had God to start touching Sherry and I and changing our life and our orientation. And they said, well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to get a church or are you going to do artwork? And I said, Mom and Dad, I think I'm supposed to be doing my artwork, but I'm going to tell everybody about Jesus that I can while I do my artwork while I'm doing it. And so that's the way it's happened. We're a professional artist. I'm Sherry and I've had an art business all these years, but we've invited God to take charge of it. And as a result, everywhere we go, everything we do, we're constantly meeting people and able to share the love of Christ.
So you have two passions. The artwork, well, actually three,
yeah,
and God, and
Sherry.
And Sherry. You better throw that in. That's a smart man, and that's why he's been married
so
long.
I've been married 40 years. We want to stay that way. That's right.
The part that I mention this every week, I really enjoy, is when Max comes and shares our miracle of the week. Max, do that for us now.
Okay. Well, you know, there's so many that are happening to so many people. We're trying to keep records. We're taking photographs. We're getting video of the things, but one of the neat things is this is a place that's not real religious. You know, some places you just feel like you can't say anything. You got to be, you know, the Spirit of God is there, and it is holy, and it is sacred ground, but God is a fun God. He is a happy God, and he loves to play with his children and have fun with his kids. And this place on this mountain, people are coming up there, and they're having supernatural experiences with the Holy Spirit. And we've got thousands of photos of images that we think may be angels. Ezekiel 1, 15 through 22, the wheels within wheels. We're getting, hundreds of pictures like that. We've got still pictures. We got video, and you can go on the website and see that. And then people are being sprinkled with this glory dust, and it is in the thousands. And sometimes there's somebody to pray with them there at the garden, and to share about the visible glory, and it just forms on people. But other people just read the plaques inside the cross, and as they're standing there, they start to sparkle. And this hasn't happened once or twice or three times. I mean, it's literally happening thousands of times.
So if people are listening to our voices right now, there's a good chance that they may be able to experience this themselves if they come to the Cross and Kerrville.
As a matter of fact, they can do it at the Cross and Kerrville, but let's just, Lord, would you put the glory on the listener right now in Jesus' name? And wherever you're sitting right now, listen to this message. Look at your hands under a bright lighter in direct sunlight, and you'll see what looks like glitter, fine dust that starts forming on your fingertips. And it's a sign and wonder. The Bible talks about sign and wonders follow believers in the last days, and that's what it is. But God just wants you to know He's real, and literally it can happen. I've done TV shows and radio shows, and as I shared testimony about this, the audience, thousands of people watching TV and listen, the radios were sprinkled with this glory. So if you see the stuff, call Roy here or the station and let them know that you got to see this miracle.
Well, are the miracles real that these people are experiencing?
Yeah, they really are. They're genuine. I wouldn't fool with it if it wasn't, because I told God after I got in, found out that He was still working miracles, I said, keep me away from the flakes and the nuts, because there's enough of that out there. I want the real deal, or I don't want to fool with it. And there are a lot of charlatans out in the world, and there are a lot of fake, you know, signs and wonders and miracles. But the real is still happening. Devil wouldn't counterfeit if it wasn't for the real.
Now, here's an important question a lot of people may not have thought about. But are all real miracles from God?
You know, they're the answer is no. Short answer to that is no. Because, see, Satan has supernatural power, too. And he is a created being. He's a fallen angel, but he has supernatural power, and he can make things happen too. So you got to be sure which source you're going to.
I was going to say, is how do you know which ones are holy and which are
right
evil miracles?
Yeah, because there's real, genuine supernatural miracles, and they're either by God or Satan. And then you got a bunch of fake stuff that people are just doing fake. But the way you tell the God's miracles from the witchcraft and from the false satanic kind of miracles is Jesus gave us the test in the Bible. And this, I made up a little phrase. It's real simple to remember. Test the fruit and the root. And if the root is Jesus Christ, then you got the right root. You got the right tree. And then if the fruit that comes from the tree is good, it's like in the book of Galatians, love, peace, joy. Then if you got good fruit, and you got good root, then that very well may be a genuine miracle from God. But if you don't see the right root and you don't see the good fruit, then you know that is a supernatural miracle, either real or fake, from demonic power. And that's why so many religions, their adherents are so convicted to stay with that, because they're having supernatural experiences, but they're from
the demonic. That doesn't mean they're from God.
Right. But they're genuine.
And if they're not from God, then they can end up not being good.
Right, exactly.
That's the bottom line. Now, why does God still work genuine miracles?
You know, that's a great question, too. The Bible seems to indicate that it's so we know who He is, so we can find the real God. Because as Jesus said, there's going to be a lot of false messiahs, there's going to be a lot of false belief systems, and He wants us to be able to find Him. So He gave us His Word. And we read that word and we believe that word. And then from there, He works these miracles for us, if we have eyes to see and ask Him, that give us a personal experience. And the personal experience is what makes it so nobody can talk you out of it. Because if you have experienced it, you're going to go to your death. That's what made the disciples. The whole Bible is a book of experiences of Christians that had a personal encounter with God, the Holy Spirit. And so that's, why is because the miracles and that close relationship just makes you a stronger Christian, a more passionate Christian, because you know he's real. He's not just words on a page. He's not just a philosophy, a theology of some other belief system.
How can a Christian get supernatural miracles?
Well, the one way is to simply ask, and let me just read what we have on our plaque at the cross. We've got plaque number 4 is for people that need a miracle. For number 1 is to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Number 2 is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and empowered. Number 3 is about getting physical healing and psychological healing. But number 4 is about getting your own miracle. And sometimes we need a car note. Money for pay a car note or a house note. We got a kid that's off into drugs or off into something evil, or we got some other need. We got cancer. We got problems. And so we need a miracle, and God still provides that, and we can still ask because we're the kids. But here, go ahead, let me go ahead and just say the four things that are the things that we got listed in the cross. And to get in a position to receive a miracle, first you need to be born again. You need to get what we call getting saved. You need to have that personal relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. And then you need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Again, that's receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. And then you need to believe the Word. You need to believe what it actually says, because Jesus didn't stutter. And what he said, he meant. And then you need to get into position to receive from God. And if you're shaking your fist at him and angry, that doesn't work even with earthly fathers. if you need something from your heavenly Father, you need to be in a humble spirit and receiving spirit. You need to ask. You need to then speak to the problem. Like if there's, some situation with your kid and there's drugs, and you can speak and say, God, I ask you to send the angels to be around my son, to protect my son or my daughter, to stop those people that are trying to harm them and to pull them away from you. And if it's healing, you say, I command those ears to be healed. In Jesus' name, and look, God gives us that authority to speak that. And then finally, you need to trust God with the results. He's in charge of the results. We do the praying. He does the miracles. He answers the stuff the way he wants, when he wants, how he wants. And so we have to just trust him. And finally, we have to obey him. If he tells us to do something, we got to do it. And sometimes, sometimes he asks us to do something. He says to stand up. Stretch out your arm. He may say, go to a doctor. So go to a doctor, but you obey him. And finally, give God the glory for whatever he does. And certainly God is everywhere, but he shows off in Kerrville, Texas.
Do folks have to come to Kerrville to get these miracles?
Yeah, no, that's because he's God and he is everywhere. The Holy Spirit's everywhere. All you have to do is cry out to him from wherever you are right now, and he will hear you. He'll hear your prayer wherever you are right now. Listen to this message. All you have to do is cry out to him. And so that's what I would recommend that you do.
Can a Christian ask for anything?
Yeah. That's something we learned too. And that was really amazing. A lot of people said, no, just save your prayers for a big important thing like getting married or going to a college or if you had cancer. And other than that, don't ask him. That's baloney. God teaches us faith by answering our little prayers. Our daughter that's now grown up, she grew up asking for the littlest, silliest things, and God somehow in his sovereignty had time to work these miracles, supernatural miracles, for our little daughter from age 3 right on up as she grew up. One time she made a broken milkshake machine at McDonald's in Kerrville work after the guy said wouldn't work 3 times to her, and she grabbed her mama's hand and said, let's pray, and asked that make that milkshake machine work. She went right back into McDonald's, and the guy said, little girl, I told you. She's a cute little blonde girl, about age 4 or 5,
Prejudiced.
Yeah, prejudiced. But anyways, he said, look, girl, I told you the milkshake machine doesn't work. And he put the cup under the deal, and he said, see? And chocolate milkshake came out of the machine. Now, how God had time to do that, I don't know. He's a busy God, but he has time for his kids.
But he's also God.
He's God. And what that did is that built our daughter's faith. And she's got dozens of stories of little tiny things that he took the time. And now when she prays for bigger things, she has that history of knowing her God heard her little prayers and answered them. And so she has a faith to ask for big things. And now they're serious. She's an adult.
Well, people are listening right now. Can you pray for them? to be able to see that glory dust?
Yeah, we can ask. I mean, all I can do is ask, but let's just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just everybody out there that's listened to this show and has heard this testimony. I know it may sound kind of crazy to some people, but Lord, the book says that you do things for your kids. So I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you might just release this miracle, this visible Shekinah glory, and let people see it on their hands and their faces and their clothes and their Bibles. And Lord, I just thank you for doing that for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, folks, if you just heard that and prayed that and want to see that, then get under a strong light or under the bright sunshine and just hold your hands out and just give God 60 seconds of faith and just say, hey, God, if you're really doing that, I'd like to see that. And you'll see it. And then when you see it, call the radio station here and let them know that you got to see a miracle. Call Roy Harley of the Coming King Foundation, because it's wonderful to hear the testimonies of God.
Well, that's great, because there may be people out there that may do just that, and we hope you will if you're listening right now. Max, share with us once again, give us a little progress report, and also let us know how people that are listening right now can connect with the Coming King Foundation and the Cross.
Okay, well, the Coming King Foundation is just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, or you can call contact the Cross at Kerrville.org. But let me make a little last statement real quick. God's not into doing tricks. You know, if you're seeing the glory, it's because he wants you to know he loves you, and he does things, and he still works miracles. And you may be having something serious in your life, like cancer or like a problem with a divorce or something. That little miracle is to let you know he loves you and he cares, and he can deal with the big stuff just like he does the little. And so it's to build the faith of his kids. And that's why I think God works this miracle so much, is he wants his kids to believe in him for what they need in their lives.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back again today with some more wonderful quotes that people have sent in to us. The first one comes from the TripAdvisor, and it's the name is probably an email address, me, 92202, Lubbock, Texas. I wonder if that might be a student. Okay, she says, beautiful, this place is humbling and the sculptures are beautiful. You can just feel the presence of God in this place, a must-see for the believer. It is awesome what you are doing with the land. I pray God's continued provision, blessing, and awesome glory over you, your artwork, and the property. I feel like the next time I come, instead of getting a hotel, I just want to stay out there all night and pray. There is such a peace out there, I don't want to leave. Rose Morgan in Fort Worth, Texas sent this one in. Now I have one from Marcy and Mike Nye, and they're from Michigan. They said, Dear Max and Sherry and the Coming King Foundation Board, after discovering the Coming King Foundation Garden in 2003, I was so impressed with the whole concept, with the depth of commitment and perseverance it has taken to bring the garden to fruition, that I continued to follow its progress on the internet. When we returned to Michigan, when it became apparent that I would inherit a large sum of money from my mother, I knew I would tithe a portion of it to the work of Christ. Christ's words to Peter kept returning to me. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. John 21, verse 16. I believe the best way to feed Christ's sheep in large numbers is either to reach them through Christian radio or through the beautiful spirit-filled garden. As I continued to pray, it became clear to me that the best use of the funds would be to help further the work of the garden, because it is such a light on a hill to the world, a beacon of hope, an amazing tool to guide people to Christ. Ever since my husband and his parents led me to Christ about 45 years ago, I have been so grateful that I've wanted to share my faith with others. I've always been in awe that Christ gave his life for me. He has been the way, the truth, and the life for me. What better way for others to find Christ than to be led to him with such beautiful visual assistance and tools the garden provides? And I believe, again, once again, that'll be all for today. Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really?
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.